Like much of the country, Arizona is racing to stop the crisis of overdose deaths from opioids. One strategy has centered on more closely regulating the medicine and how it's prescribed. But now some doctors and patients say the new law may be compromising care. KJZZ's Will Stone reports.
When Arizona passed a sweeping law to reverse the tide of drug overdoses, Diana Hill wasn't expecting her life to change. The 72-year-old from Mesa suffers from osteoarthritis. Getting to sleep can be especially difficult.
It's painful to move. I can't turn over. I have to lay on my back all night long. It hurts to be on my side.
Hill's undergone multiple hip surgeries and had her knee replaced too. She uses a wheelchair and doesn't drive because of her macular degeneration, which affects her vision. And for years, she's been on a stable low dose of opioids.
It was so simple to take. It was cheap. It was expedient. It got rid of the pain. It let me fall asleep.
But she says that changed earlier this year when she went into the clinic and they told her they're taking her off the medicine.
She said, "Didn't you get the letter?" And I said, "No, I never got any letter." And I was just stunned, absolutely stunned. I said, "Well, what am I supposed to do?"
Eventually, Hill did get her hands on that 2-page letter. It states that, quote, "abuse of painkiller medications is rampant," and that Arizona's new law entitles officials to more aggressively prosecute those who are inappropriately prescribing. It goes on to outline new, tighter rules at the clinic for prescribing opioids. Hill could go to a specialist, but she's on a fixed income. Even getting a ride to one is difficult.
You've got other things to do, you know, like eat and, you know, pay utilities and things like that. You don't have a lot of extra money to spread around.
What the letter doesn't say, though, is the new law explicitly excluded patients with existing prescriptions. But as states and federal agencies race to contain the country's epidemic of overdose deaths, those protections aren't necessarily holding up. Pete Wortham is director of the Arizona Osteopathic Medical Association.
Understandably so, physicians feel like the message has been sent to them, "We don't want you prescribing opioids."
The law placed new restrictions on prescribing, including a limit on the maximum dose.
People are still confused by the law, and some may be overreacting. We certainly don't want to see primary care physicians shying away or avoiding patients who are experiencing pain.
Wortham's organization has been trying to educate providers about the nuances and exceptions. And he says some are supportive of the new law.
For some, it's been a welcome relief to use the law as that opportunity to sort of an avenue or means to confront patients.
But Wortham says long before the law passed, doctors were already telling him they had stopped prescribing opioids because they didn't want the liability.
I see them, unfortunately, almost on a daily basis. Their doctor is afraid. He's cut them off.
Dr. Gerald Harris II practices in Glendale, where he specializes in treating addiction. Few primary care physicians are still prescribing opioids, given the current climate, he says. No doctor wants to be held up by politicians as the one perpetuating the overdose crisis.
Because, you know, they're looking for some sacrificial lamb to show the public, "Look, we're doing something."
Harris says he's seeing a surge in referrals from doctors who want their chronic pain patients now evaluated for addiction.
These people who've been treated for years with these medications are going to require higher doses, but they're not addicted.
It represents an all too common misunderstanding, he says, between addiction and those who are dependent because they take the medication every day. He worries the crackdown on prescribing is turning more patients to illicit drugs.
And unfortunately, I have seen a great many patients turn to street heroin and other drugs to self-medicate because they couldn't get the medications they need from a provider that they trust.
In fact, illicit drugs like heroin and fentanyl are killing more people now than prescription opioids. Meanwhile, the rate of prescribing in Arizona continues to decline. There was a 33% decrease in April as compared to last year. Dr. Kara Crist is director of the Arizona Department of Health Services and one of the architects of the state's opioid response.
The state is not going after just normal prescribers. It's really meant to prevent a future generation from developing opioid use disorder while not impacting the current chronic pain patients.
Crist believes this is an adjustment period while doctors learn the law. And her agency is trying to educate them, too. For example, the state recently launched a free hotline for providers who need guidance on prescribing opioids.
The intent was never to stop prescribers from utilizing opioids, but really to utilize them in an evidence-based way.
It's still too early to gauge the success of the new rules, she says. That will only come in time. And as the death toll from overdoses, now more than 1,300 since last summer, finally lets up. Will Stone, KJZZ News, Phoenix.